just want to make sure. Can you see Trevor's profile up there, his Blogger blog profile?
No, got main page, 12-second commute, Jim. That's got it. It's got conflicting edits, though. That might be the problem.
Well, I spoke with Daryl, and he said that, obviously Google has some safeguards put in place to, I don't know, prevent you from doing their screencasting or whatever. But, if you get a semi-clear shot at what, we're doing here, this is actually Trevor's profile on Blogger that he has set up. And if you look here, he's got a couple of his blogs that he's already started working with, and I'm assuming that he's going to be doing this as part of his training. He's got the 12-second commute training, so if you want to copy and paste, well, that's a great start, Trevor. Like I told you, that's Trevor's profile, and he's got the 12-second commute training. So you can go to the past recordings of the trainings that we've already started doing to just to get an idea of where we're at. Okay. So that being said, I just wanted to welcome everybody. Mark just came into the room, so I guess I'll yes, it is a terrific contribution. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to help each other to try to be, to try to get some insight into what we're trying to accomplish while working on the internet. I've banged around this thing not very long, but I've found something that's become effective, an effective way of marketing. Something that really doesn't cost anything but your time, and if you become proficient at doing these types of things that we're going to be showing you, it'll take a lot less time in the future. There's we had a good Skype chat yesterday, about what it actually takes, and there's so many different variables that go into being an online marketer that you pretty much have to wear so many hats when it comes to being good at it, and a lot of people, don't know how to budget their time, don't know where to start, don't know, where they left off. So what I really would like people to do is open up a notepad page every time they sign on to the internet, and if they create something, if they sign up for something, make sure you, if it's something that may be of interest to somebody in the group, or if it's a tool that we could utilize, that we could, all take advantage of, whether it's a, an article spinner, or it's a Photoshop, trial, whatever you think might be helpful to the group moving forward, and you want to bring it to our attention as moderators, we'll do our due diligence and check it out. We don't want to, like Daryl said, we're not here promoting anything. We're not here to try to, get each other to sign up for each other's opportunities. What we're trying to do is just, for you to decide what it is you want to market on the internet. And everybody's got specific, opportunities that they're involved in, whether it's their own, whether they're involved in a multi-level marketing opportunity, whether they're involved, informational services or training services, whatever they're involved in, whatever you think is best for you to be promoting on the internet. And that's what Daryl said again last night. What the 12-second commute is the ability and the opportunity for you to be able to market online effectively, keep track of everything that you need to do all in one place. So I asked for a show of hands a couple of weeks ago, and who's going to be promoting, 12-second commute as their primary opportunity or one of their residual income streams. And that's fine, but like Daryl said last night, it's going to take some time for this thing to hit the masses, for people to understand exactly what it is. And I think with that downline builder tool, that Jim Allen and everybody else is all excited about, is a terrific part of this whole system. It really takes it to the next level when you talk about where you're trying to go while working online. Hey, Daryl, Jim, I didn't see you guys come in, but I'll give up the mic for a second. And I heard it. Oh my God, I failed his first 16 years. Now he's now a millionaire. Point is, he didn't give up. You know, and you'll hear stories like that all the time. You know. So I'll let Daryl say hello to everybody and Jim and anybody else. I'll give up the mic for a few seconds.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Hey, everybody. I can't stay. I just wrote in there. I just want to wish everybody a very healthy, happy, prosperous new year. I appreciate each and every one of you involved in 12SC. I appreciate your patience as we build through things. You're going to have a great 2010. Use the tools. Listen to the moderators. And you're gonna see very, very good things happen for the future. And again, I'm not gonna stick around, but I just wanted to drop in and say that. Jim, I'm getting outstanding feedback on your conferences, which surprised the heck out of me. I don't know what you're paying these people, but I guess keep on forking out the bills. You're doing great. So, so everybody take care. Remember, Jim Allen will start his conferences on Monday. Eric will start his conferences on Thursday, and I'll be in here on Tuesday. And then, of course, Jim Roach Wednesday as well. So thank you, everybody, and I'll see you all very, very soon.
Hey, you and yours have a happy New Year, Daryl, and appreciate it. And we understand about these things. Those of us that's been around a while, I know some folks are getting a little chomping at the bit, but it's all going to be worth waiting for. And the main thing is to concentrate on the basics and do the things that Jim Roach is teaching you there, because it's good stuff. Builds good people.
Well, I've been saying all along, you know, it's thanks to guys like Daryl and Jim Allen and Eric and Frank Mariani and a few good guys that I met really early on while trying to figure out what I wanted to do on the Internet that kept me coming back to these trainings. You know, and like I told Daryl and I told you guys, I'm really humbled by the fact that he allows me to do this stuff. Not because, you know, it's not just to keep you busy and to keep you distracted from doing what, you know, you want to do. There's a certain, you know, course of action that you need to take. And like, you know, like Daryl has the people that he has helping him, you know, to create the opportunity, which is a 12-second commute, you know, and that's what, you know, that's what we're all here to try to do, to try to help each other, to figure out, you know, what it is that works, what's effective. And you know, like I said, if it wasn't for those guys to, you know, to take the time and be there on a weekly basis, and I knew if I had a question, I could always ask any one of them. You know, they're great role models. And like I told Daryl last night, as far as the businessman goes, I don't think you're going to find any better that's more committed to the people that he, you know, that he appreciates being a part of whatever he's involved in. And he'll show you that appreciation just by continuing to be the kind of guy that he is. And like I said, the Jim Allens and the Eric Burgoynes and, you know, and a few other people that I met while working online have really made it that much more of an enjoyable event. So I just want to say thank you all. Thank you for a decent 2009, and I look so forward to 2010 with all of you.
Well, much the same wishes here. I look forward to it as well. We've got good people here. We've got a bunch of new faces here as well, which is fantastic. And we've created a bit of a buzz, and 2010 is going to be fun for all of us. I'm glad to see you step up to the plate and share your talents.
Okay, now that the ass-kissing's out of the way, let's get to work. No, seriously. Like I said, it's I don't subscribe to any one, you know, teaching form. I like to have fun. I like to keep things, you know, a little bit, you know, interesting. You know, I don't try to curse. I'll do the best I can not to get, you know, let that sneak in there. But every once in a while, I'm a corrections officer. I work in a jail. I've worked in a jail for 25 years, so I have a pretty good vocabulary when it comes to that, you know, type of stuff. But I'm able to control it enough to be able to get my point across without having to use, you know, profanity or anything like that. So again, I'd like to thank you all for coming. I really appreciate and enjoy the opportunity to do so. But, you know, this is going to be an informal session tonight. You know, what I've asked people to do, and we've been started to discuss in the course of the last, you know, couple weeks, is, you know, where we're going to go with this training. You know, and from here on out, it's going to be pretty intense, but nothing too over the top where you're going to be like, I have no clue what he's talking about, or I really am not, you know, I really don't think this is, you know, the direction I want to go in. So I've asked over the last, you know, couple of weeks for, you know, some people to, like I just showed you with Trevor's blogger blogs, if you haven't got a Gmail account, you know, what I've recommended that you do, I've actually requested you to do, is to sign up for a Gmail account, you know. So, and I've asked you to make a keyword specific to whatever it is that you're going to be promoting on the internet. You know, and if you don't have, is there anybody here for the first time this evening? Welcome, Carol. Frank? Need at least two. No, you don't. Well, first time on a Wednesday night in this room. You know, like I said, I've been doing it for the last couple Wednesdays. So, you know, if you don't have, is everybody here familiar with Google and their Gmail account setup? You know, like I said, I did some capture pages, screenshots, and, you know, if you sign up to, if you go to google.com, and you click on a Gmail, click on create an account, you'll see it down here on the bottom right hand corner, and, you know, you're going to be creating an account that's going to be keyword specific, or your first and your last name, however you want to be known on the internet, however you want to brand yourself. So what I'm recommending that you do is that you, you know, you go to Google, you get a Gmail account. Why is it? Copy. So what I did specifically for this training is I went to Google, I typed in, I signed up as a 12-second commute. It said it was available, so I used a 12-second commute as my username. And I'm a little choppy. Brian? So I signed up as a 12-second commute. All right, and I continued forward from there. So I signed up as the 12-second commute, and when I sign into the 12-second commute with my password, this is what I see. All right, if you look at the top of the page there, I'm signed into my 12-second commute. At the top of the page there, it says the12secondcommute@gmail.com. Does everybody see that? You want me to back off on the mic? I'll lower it a little bit. How's that better? And now tail on Gmail. Okay. I'm not sure what you mean. I don't. Okay, so once I sign into the back office, I'll click on this thing that's More, right to the left of my name. The tab is called More, and this is what you'll see when you click on More. It'll take you into the back office of your actual Gmail account. And and you'll see all the different aspects that you have available to you once you're in the back office of your Gmail account. So this is the 12-second commute. Click on the More tab, and what we're going to be concentrating on is this Orange B or their Blogger account. Now, I told a few people today, you know, and I've been telling you guys for a couple weeks now, I want you to set up 5 Blogger blogs on 1 Gmail account. So, as I showed you earlier with Travis, he had 3 of them set up. So what the next thing you do is click on Blogger here, and this is what you'll see. It'll take you to your Blogger dashboard. All right. If you're just signing up for the first time, it'll ask you to set up your first Blogger blog. What I recommend you do is use your first name and your last name, recommends. So, let's see. For the first one, Jim Allen would sign up. It'll show you a page like this after you click on Create a Blog. It'll show you a page like this, and this is where you type in what you want the title of your blog to be. So once if you've done it for the first time, or you're doing it, so here, if you haven't done your keyword research, just to get this started, type in your first and your last name with no spaces and the word recommends, and click on check availability, and it should be available. So for this training, I didn't do that. I did something that was related to the 12-second commute keyword research. So this is what I typed in there to check for availability. And I typed in capture page creator, and I clicked on check availability. But if you're doing it for the first time, I recommend you use your first and your last name with no spaces, because that becomes a live URL that's on the internet. As you can tell, it's http://, and then whatever word you put in there is .blogspot.com. That becomes a live URL that goes out on the internet. So if you're trying to brand yourself, or you're trying to, you know, get these capture page, well, this is what I did to check availability for capture page creator. When I clicked on capture page creator to see if it was available, this is what it showed me. It says capture page creator, sorry, this blog address is not available. That means that somebody else already has set up a blog called capture page creator. So how do I rectify this if I want to go after the keywords capture page creator in relationship to the 12-second commute? Well, the first thing I would try to do is I would put a hyphen between two of the words to see what it to see if that's available, and I'll show you what that looks like. So as you can see right here, I put a hyphen between capture and page, and then I click check availability, and it tells me that this blog address is available. So the next thing I would do is I would copy these words out of here. I'd copy capture page creator with the hyphen and paste it into the blog title without the hyphen, and I'll show you what I would do now. I would add the title, which would be next. As you can see, capture page creator is the blog title. The URL address is http://capture-pagecreator.blogspot.com. So this blog is now mine. It's my blog that I've set up under the 12-second commute at gmail.com. This is all tied in together with the 12-second commute at gmail.com. So this is going to be associated with that from here on out. So this URL points to this blog title, which points to me, which is the 12-second commute at gmail.com. So then I type in the word verification here, and I'll show you that. Type it in there, CHRULTS, and then I click on continue. And what it shows you is a whole bunch of templates that you get to choose from. And since we're setting up five different ones, don't make them all the same ones. You can, you know, what I've chosen here, I think I picked this blue, sample blue one on the left. All right, so they have all these radial circles. You can click on any one of them. I believe there's like 12 of them on the page to choose the template. So now you have your blog title, your blog URL. You're picking a template for it to be utilized on, and this is what it looks like once you've clicked on pick a template or choose a template. This is what it tells you. Your blog has been created. You click on the orange arrow there to, hold on 1 second.
Hello?
What do you got? Sorry about that. So, like I said, you're going to be creating five different blogs to be associated with this one. So, you know, there's plenty of choices there. The choice is there for you. So once you click on start blogging, this is what you'll see. This will be the blog that's set up in your back office of your Gmail account. So now, as you can see, the title of the blog is Capture Page Creator. The URL, which you can't see at the top, is http://capture-pagecreator.blogspot.com. So now that's a live URL that's on the internet that you're going to have to, you know, start adding some content to. So now you have your URL, you have your blog title, now you want to start blogging. So I don't want you to put any content on there. Obviously, like I showed you earlier, that was Trevor's. He had set up his three blogs, and you know, Once you've set up the first one, you do the whole process all over again. You'll click on create a blog right up here on the right hand side, and it'll take you back to that first screen that you saw where you entered in your keywords into the spot into that box to check for availability. So this is how I'm going to recommend that you set. Well, this is how I'm going to ask you to set up your blogs for the training. Okay. I'm reading back over some of the questions here. Do you mean? Okay. Let me scroll up a little bit. Go quickly for her. Frank, you have 50 Gmail accounts to give away. Who wants one? Well, Like I was telling you earlier, I set this up specifically as a 12-second commute. You might be promoting Shackley, or you might be promoting, you know, banana splits, or whatever you want it to be, but make a keyword specific to what you're going to be promoting. So, going back over it, I don't know if I would want to take one off of Frank's hands there, just because they're all free anyways. So just, do a little bit of work. You stop typing so I can read. Okay. Okay. Tell on G hyphen mails better things. Stop typing. Dashboard first time setup. Okay, good job, KD. So you would check for availability before you enter into the title. Yes, Isaac. Check for the word availability before you would enter your title, add your title to the blog. Jim Allen, you could make them uniform. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just been they're all going to be different blogs titled. So obviously you look here, capture page creator. I got low cost splash page. I'll actually show you my profile to show you what, the different names. So, but if you want to make them all uniform, that's a personal preference. I just chose to utilize different blog templates. If you want to, you want to be all uniform, that's entirely up to you. But this conflicting edits. How about refresh? All right. Now, if you scroll down, you look at my blogs. I got Capture Page Creator, which is the one I just set up here. I got URL rotators, capture pages included, the 12-second commuters. Once all your people have set up, it's not showing. Is it showing now? Okay, so these are the different titles of my blogs that I've set up for this particular training. Lead capture page, website traffic tracking, URL rotators. If you click on the screen, I end up losing you. So, do you see it now, Katie? How about now? Okay. Well, this is just an example. Like I said, there's going to be some issues with doing this training in here. Because some of the training aspects of showing the particular follows and things like that are not going to allow to go through. And like I said, the first night that I did this, like I said, you can scroll down, but you don't click on anything in here. But if you look at the last blog that I have, it says Jim Roach NJ recommends. So I typed that into the check availability bar. And obviously it was available because there's not too many Jim Roach NJs that recommend too much of anything on the internet. So it was available, so I utilized that, and that's a URL. So use your first and your last name to start branding yourself. So you're seeing conflicting edits, Tammy? How about now? Well, these are some of the things I'm going to have to work out with Daryl before we actually start training for next week. But this is what the basics is of where I'm going to take you in the future, over the future trainings. But it all starts with the keyword research, and that's what we're going to be starting on the first week, and why we do keyword research and why it's important to your business or whatever it is you're trying to promote. Because there's a ton of information on the internet, and the fact of the matter is, if you don't do the proper keyword research, or you do, don't do your due diligence about what is what people are actually looking for on the internet, then you might as well not even have a website up there or a blog up there. But this is know, this is the important stuff. Okay, now it's not letting me copy and paste anything in here. So, like I said, there's a few bugs I need to straighten out or get worked out, but this is the basics of where we're going to be going in the future with this training. And I promise you, just like Daryl promised you all along, you know, that this stuff will be worked out, and we will have, you know, we will have specifics, and I'll slow it down to, you know, where, you know, we might do the, you know, please stress the importance of keyword base. I'm not sure what you mean by keyword base. Your base keyword, the one that you start everything from, or the one that you utilize to build your AdWord groups around. Well, again, whether you're promoting, whatever it is you're promoting, you think of the one word that everybody would associate with that particular product, information, or service. Like I said, the 12-second commute is, to me, like I was showing people yesterday, if you put that actual keyword or the actual website into a Google AdWords keyword external search, it comes up with all kinds of how to make money from home, work from home, make, you know, great money. It's all about making money according to what Google reads on the page. And I don't look at the 12-second commute as a money maker to begin with. The first thing I think about it is the tools that are associated with it for you to be able to position yourself to be able to make money. So, Brian, as far as my slides available, yeah, these are all URLs. These are all capture pages that I made right in here from the 12-second commute capture page creators. These are all, you know, this is why I do research, is copy this. You know, if you come into the Skype group and you ask me for a copy of my links, I'll give them all to you. You know, so you can follow along. I think there's like 22 of them, but this is the one that's particularly up there right now. So I made all these in the back office of the 12-second commute very quickly. You know, so what is a 12-second commute to me? It's a capture page creator maker. It's a capture page creator. It's a URL rotator. It's a tracking URL tracking link. It's a tracking device. It's an email autoresponder system. It's a whole bunch of tools that allow you to be successful on the Internet. So that's what I'm focusing on when I'm promoting the 12-second commute. Because like I was telling, I believe it was Isaac last night, well, who's looking for tools to work on the Internet? You know, the 8th Avenue Knitting Group, or the, you know, the Skateboarders of America, or the Olympic volleyball team? No. Entrepreneurs are people that want to make money working from home or looking for marketing tools that they're going to need to work on the Internet. So that's who you're focusing on, and that's who you're targeting, and that's who you're writing, you know, informative articles about, and why you're trying to convince them that the 12-second commute and its suite of tools that they have available to them are a perfect fit for them. And the more information that you put out there about it, and the more, you know, quality information that you can utilize to describe what the 12-second commuter is, and bring them to some of these training, or at least show them the videos that Daryl has available for you to set up a URL rotator, or to set up a capture page. You know, all this stuff is at your disposal. So whatever marketing, you know, ingenuity that you have. I said, Trevor shares a lot of information on his training video sites. He said, I picked up something, and within a minute I had a form code on the first page of my blogger blogs right above my follow me button. You know, and it's a widget, and I didn't realize I could put it there, but, you know, these are the tips that you're going to be getting from people that are going to be making it easier for you to get people to sign up for your pages, to get a list, to build a list, and once you've started to build that list, build your business. Build your business with the list builder aspect of the 12-second commute. So there's plenty of things that you can focus on that 12-second commute actually is. To me, like I said, eventually it's going to be a moneymaker. But if you're going to do a keyword research on how to make money or how to make money from home or learn how to make money or big profits online or residual income, you're up against some pretty heavy hitters that have been marketing online for a long time. So I would not focus on that right out of the gate to try to get people to say, well, you know, you're showing me this 12-second commute stuff or you're writing about this 12-second commute stuff, but it's on, you know, your number 495,000 out of 1.7 billion entries. Nobody's going to find your material. So what I've been able to do and what I've been able to show people to do, you know, and I'm still perfecting it to a point, you know, to try to get, you know, people to be interested. But you know what? I know where my pages are and I know where they're not. All I need now is the conversions and the information and for the people to get there and get that stuff in front of people and the information that they need to be able to make an informed decision to sign up and follow what, you know, and I talked about this. I don't care if you're selling Major League Baseball hats or whatever. People don't sign up for programs. They follow people, and they follow people that have good information, that know what they're talking about and know what they're doing and are willing to share that with their people that they brought into the business and duplicate it and help them duplicate it so they can bring the next person in and pass that on to them. So like I said, let's see how to do the forms for the splash page. It's called the 12-second commuters on Skype. Are your slides available? Please stress the importance of keywords. Like I said, we're going to go right from step one, keyword research, why it's important to do it, what you need to look for, you know, what I look for when it comes to keyword research. You know, it's not just the amount of searches that people do on a monthly or daily basis. It's the competition. And, you know, there's a little bit more to it than just saying, well, I think this is going to be a good keyword. So, yes, Katie, you want to put Skype.com up there again for these people? So I'm going to open up the mic. And if anybody wants to type in any questions, like I said, this was pretty informal tonight. I just wanted to give you a pretty basic overview of where we're going. If you want, you know, to ask questions in the Skype chat group, there's other people that are understanding now where we're heading with this. So if you have a question you want to ask or you want to type it, I'll be more than happy to answer. I'm going to read back over some of them to see if there's anything I can address while I'm still here and I have my eyes open. The blog can be deleted, but you have the ability to create 100 blogs. It doesn't necessarily go away, but you won't be posting to it. So let's just say you set up 10 blogs, and two of them you really don't want to promote anymore. So you'll click on delete this blog, but it'll still show that you have 8 out of 10 blogs on this particular Gmail account. It doesn't show them, but it says 8 out of 10. 8 of 10.
Okay, Jim, I've got a couple of points. I noticed there, Frank in particular, suffers from the same problem I do. Can't spell for toffee. Okay, the way to get around that, Frank. Firstly, do you use Firefox? Okay, good. Right, if you go to go look for the add-ons on Firefox on Mozilla, and you will find dictionaries, and you can install a basically it's a spelling checker. You install that add-on. And then when you're filling in any form or typing anything, particularly in a post or something like that, it will automatically underline any spelling errors. So that's one way of keeping your spelling corrected. Another way, you can use prepare your posts in something like Word. That's got the spelling checker in it. Or now, I use a thing called TextPads. Now, this is a paid program. It's a souped-up notepad, basically. It's got spelling checker and everything in there as well. So there are several options to get you out of trouble for bad spelling, and I'm one of the worst offenders. Notepad, you'll find in accessories.
Jacob, you had a question earlier. I kept trying to get back to it, but people kept typing. Would you put that back in there? And somebody else asked me why I put the word included. It's almost like a throwaway word that you can have in addition to whatever keywords that you're trying to focus on. It's just like, you know, Sports Illustrated Today or Network Marketing Online. So you can put, as long as you have your core keywords in the title that are in your URL, you can add, you can subtract, I wouldn't subtract any of the keywords out of there, but you can add additional words into your blog title to make it make sense to the reader. Yes, the profile should be the same on all your blogs. So come up with a good one, you know, let people become interested in you as a person. You know, people do searches for people, interests, hobbies, books, movies. Those are the types of things that you want people to find out about you that they may be interested in also. But your profile should be the same. It's a copy and paste, you know, come up with a good one. Save it on a white paper or a white page, and every time you ask you for your profile on whatever you sign up from now on, just copy and paste that profile into wherever you go from there on out. Correct, and it brands you. WordPress and Blogger, okay. You have WordPress set up, right, Olson? That's where you did what you want me to do with my tongue? Or you want me to do what with my tongue? Very good title, by the way. I was very impressed with that one. No, they're similar, but they're different. WordPress is a very effective medium also. You know, and in a later date, you know, I'm trying to set you up with Blogger blogs, Facebook accounts, and Twitter, because what we're going to be doing here is setting up signposts all pointing back to your opportunity, your information, your products, your service. So those are the three mediums that I'm going to be setting you up with now. We'll explore WordPress, and if you already have WordPress set up, then you can, whatever article or whatever blog post or whatever you're writing about, obviously you can put that on your WordPress blog. You can do that also. And again, it's also very effective also. But what I'm doing is showing you how to set up signposts that all point back to your particular product information or service. WordPress is another tool that we'll utilize somewhere down the road. But I'm going to focus on these three for now. And the key to setting this whole thing up is your Blogger blogs. Yes, it's your same profile. Because what it is that you're being keyword specific. So I've set up the 12-second commute. Well, actually, I didn't. At Facebook, I won't let you set up numbers. So I am T-12 commute on Facebook. So you got to be creative, you got to be crafty, but you got to be able to make it make sense. You know, somebody has 12-second commute on Twitter, so I'm second 12 commute. I have all three of the words there, Not necessarily in the order they are, but you get the you start to understand it a little bit better. You start to be able to manipulate things to be able to come full circle back to you. You understand? Profile will be the same. Angie, you said you use Microsoft Word for spell. Oh, but I do not recommend using Microsoft Word as your editor. Use a basic editor, which is Notepad, or I use Edit Plus, a program called Edit Plus. Yeah, just the spelling is fine. Actually, the blogger blogs. I have a spell checker in them too, but if you want to check it before you actually post it, yes. So I'll promote the same product. Yes, Jacob, all five blogs should be keyword specific. Isaac, right above the start button, there's a box that you can type in. Just type Notepad in there. It'll come up. Jacob, did I answer your question? Yes, Olson, you're thinking in the right direction, because what happens is, you know, for backlinking stuff, that's an important algorithm. Actually, it's one of the main algorithms that Google uses to index your site. Backlinks, relevant backlinks are key. Skype 12 is Sears. It's the 12 second commuters. If you ask for a friend request from Jim period Roach 3, and you're from the Skype from this group, I'll automatically add you into the add you into the 12 second commuters Skype chat. Jim Allen, you can't just do a drive-by Happy New Year. You got to let them know.
Yeah, well, Jim's gone. Jim Allen's gone. I got a blast too here, I'm afraid, Jim. So I will wish everybody a very Happy New Year. And I got to take off. Have a great one, everybody. We'll see you next Monday night. Have a very safe and Happy New Year. And if you're drinking, for Pete's sake, do not drive. Use a designated driver. Get a cab. Something. But don't drink and drive. Have a great one, everybody. Bye-bye.
Take care, Eric. Enjoy your New Year's, buddy. I know, again, I went through things kind of fast. But, this is just a basic overview of where we're going in 2010. And a lot of people are out there struggling and don't have any direction at all. They just, look at their computer and say, okay, what am I going to do today? And, waste a lot of time, and usually don't get a whole lot accomplished. But what I've found is if you start out with a plan and you stick to it and you make the necessary adjustments and do the right kind of research into what it is you're trying to promote, you will find some success. Now, how much or how little success depends upon the effort that you're willing to put into it. And I know a lot of people in here are involved in the 12-second commute. They may be involved with other programs, with other people in here. What I would recommend is that you focus on a team aspect. If you got somebody that's really good at content writing, like I said, all these blogs and all these blog posts are not, they're all going to be very similar if we're all writing about the 12-second commute. We're all going to be taking it and putting our own little spin on it. But if you have somebody that's willing to, I'm not willing to do this, sit at a traffic exchange for an hour a day for the whole group and get traffic coming to their rotator, or you got somebody that's really good at writing classified ads, figure out what it is that you're proficient at, and if you're not proficient at anything, find something to be proficient at it and contribute. And that's what this is all about. So, like I said, I have a core of people that I work with on a regular basis that, that understand what it is I've asked them to do. A lot of them have done it very, very well, and they continue to do it to this day. And I know it's sort of easy for them to get up every day and say, what am I going to write about today, or, what. But if somebody's doing the keyword research, somebody's finding the articles, somebody's composing and copying and pasting and putting the articles together, somebody's able to post them for the group, that's what this is all about. And again, if you try to do it all, you get very little accomplished except for doing a whole lot of what it is that you've been doing all along. So I would recommend that you get involved, with a couple people from here, if you're not willing to at least, try to make some friends and try to expand on what you've been doing up until this point, and you'll start seeing the results that you've been waiting for, been hoping for all along. Because like I said, you got a good core of people in here that are willing to share their experience. They give you the guidance that's necessary. And, again, I wouldn't be here today, or I wouldn't still be doing this today if I really didn't appreciate or respect or like the type of stuff that I've learned over the course of the last year to be able to pass it on to you. There's plenty of free software. Everything that I pretty much propose is going to be free. Like I said, every once in a while, I'll always come to Darryl's trainings, especially when he's giving away traffic like he did last night. So I hope you all put in for your bonus traffic for your 1,000 site visitors today, and whatever URL that you want to promote out there, that's what it's for. So getting that URL to the top of the search engines through organic traffic. It's not going to get people to sign up to your opportunity, but it will push your pages to the front. So, and every once in a while, when I run out of free traffic, I'll buy some traffic just to put some money back into what, people that have helped me out and show them that I appreciate them and throw them, $10 here or throw them, $15 there. It's not going to break the bank, but you know what? It will help your business, because if you advertise for, let's just say, 3 months, and your traffic runs out, and then you don't advertise for a month or 5 weeks, and then you try to start it up again, it's like starting all over again. If you send consistent traffic to it, that's what these search engines look for. That's what they look for when somebody comes to your page and then they don't see a profile, they don't see a picture, they don't see any pertinent information on you, and they say, well, why should I stay here? They're bouncing. That's called page bounce. If you don't have people staying on your website for at least 10 seconds, you're not going to get credit for them actually being there at all. So that's why when Trevor puts a video up there, or when somebody has an interesting picture and reads a little bit of a blurb about, what this site may be about, that's what keeps people on your page for you to be able to get the recognition. Good analogy there, Les. And like I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, I don't know everything there is to know about network marketing. I haven't been involved as long as some people like a Jim Allen or Eric or especially Darryl. But I do know what's been effective. And like I said, it doesn't matter what word you're searching for on the Internet, what group of keywords that you're focused on. Do a Google search for anything that you could think of tonight. And look what's on page one. It's not people's capture pages. It's not people's, you know, sign-up sites. It's articles, it's blogs, it's videos, it's information. It's information that people are searching for that Google deems to be the most relevant or the most significant, whether it, you're searching for footballs or turkeys. What you're going to find on page one on just about every search engine, whether it's Yahoo, MSN, or Google, is information. So if you have the most relevant, the, you know, obviously there's people out there that know how to trick the search engines, but if you give them what they want, you give them the information that they need to make an informed decision, they'll come and they'll buy and they'll sign up. But you just got to be consistent in doing it. And like I was saying last night, you know, if there's a million entries for Major League Baseball pendants, if you type that into a Google search and there's a, you're looking at page, you know, you're looking at 1 through 10 of a million, well, 90 to 95% of the people that have put that information out of those million have no clue what they're doing. Have no clue what it is that they've actually put on the internet. So instead of having to beat a million people to get to page one, you maybe have to beat 100 to 50,000. And to get on page one, you got to beat 999,090 to be on page one. So, but the group of people that you're actually competing against are the people that know what they're doing. Is very small compared to the amount of entries that are on the internet.
I'd just like to bring up a point about branding yourself, Jim, if I may.
Certainly.
Okay. I know we've got a couple of new people in here. I don't really know how long anybody's been online in here, to be honest with you. But a very, very big mistake a lot of people do with branding. You select a picture of yourself. Don't change it every 5 minutes. I've been using the same photo for the last 12 years. Yeah, it's out of date. I don't look like what the photo is now, you know. I've had a hard 12 years. But the point is, people see that photo, they don't need to look who the name is. They recognize it instantly. Same, I've been using the same ID for 12 years. I actually use a different ID in here. But the point is, select a photo of you. And this is the point, it's got to be a photograph of you, not your dog or your baby. It's got to be a photograph of you. People want to know who they're dealing with. They want to see that person. So if you haven't got a decent photo, get one taken. And make sure it's you know, a decent one that you're going to be happy to let everybody see. And it's, as I say, it's all part of branding.
Terrific point there, Bill. I've been saying this for a long time. There's a lot of people that don't have any, you know, any information about themselves. And that's what people are looking for. When I said earlier that people follow people, they follow people that have the similar interests. And we were talking earlier, Bill, myself, and William in the Skype chat, you know, and we're all rats. Which is, I guess, there's a Chinese association with the month that we were born, or our sign, our Chinese sign. But, you know, but that's what people gravitate towards, people that are similar to them, people that they can, you know, that they look like they have a trusting face, or they're, you know, depending upon whether they really want to be business-like or casual or, you know, like I said, I don't take myself too seriously. I take what I do seriously. I like to have fun with whatever I do. But he's absolutely right. People want to know who they're dealing with. They want to be able to see, oh, I know this guy. He's been around forever. Well, if he's been around forever, he must be doing something right.
Yeah. Another big mistake people make. Get yourself a website which brands you. Have a consistent website that brands you. It's all very well mocking up these websites, you know, to promote a program. What happens when you get teed off with that program? Or if it doesn't work out? Or it turns out to be a scam? You know, everything looks perfect at the start, but down the road it turns out to be a scam or something. And you've created that website with that particular company's name in it. If it's a sort of secondary website, fine, you can dump it. But you need a consistent website with your brand on it as well. And cover the other things from that. You can make multiple pages. So have a page for recommended programs and what have you, which links through to the other ones. Again, it's all part of branding. The other thing, before we all disappear, is anybody new, they haven't joined our Skype group yet, you just request you just get Skype, install it, it's free, PC to PC anyway, and you can add Jim, or you can add myself, add either of those, and just say you're a 12SC member, and we'll add you, and then add you into the room.
Well, if there's no more questions, or comments, or concerns, or anybody want to start us off singing tonight? I cut myself off.
Was that a subconscious action?
No, seriously. I've met some great people here, and like I said, if you stick around long enough and you stay persistent, whether you're the guy that it takes 1 year to do it, 3 years to do it, five or 16, like Jimmy Burrows was talking about earlier, you know that. You know what? A lot of people don't have that kind of time. There's a lot of people out there that are going to really be struggling in 2010. And if you start now, I mean, I started 6-7 months ago to gear up towards the fact that, you know, whether you're in, I'm not sure what the unemployment rate is in Belgium or what it is in Australia or what it is in Singapore. Like I was telling these guys last night, this is a worldwide opportunity for you to be able to get your marketing tools in front of people. So think big. Think globally. Think that, you know what, if I can get people from all over the world that can get people from all over the world into 12-second commute or into my opportunity or into whatever it is that I'm promoting, then you'll be okay. The important thing is that if you find something that you're comfortable with promoting, if you're not comfortable with talking about what you're doing with your friends and your family, what makes you think people that are searching for something on the internet are going to be convinced it's the right thing for them? So whether you're passionate about sports or animals or rocks, let people know about it and be comfortable with whatever it is that you're promoting. And be consistent in your efforts to continue to give out good information about what it is that you're passionate about. And people will, you know, it may sound strange, but people want that type of connection with other people. And once you've built on that, and like Jim was saying last night, you can call it whatever you want, relationship marketing, feel good about yourself marketing, whatever it is. But once people begin to understand who you are, like you, and more importantly, trust you, and you give them a reference or a recommendation or suggest something to them, they're more likely to do it than somebody that they've never met, don't like, can't stand, or have no interest in. So just be a good person, present yourself properly, understand that what it is you're trying to accomplish, and that's what it is. The end result is to get people on board with you, whether it's an MLM, whether it's a social knitting group or a recipe exchange group. Whatever it is you're trying to accomplish on the internet, you can do it. And we're going to have the tools to be able to help you do that and succeed at that. So I hope you're able to take something out of this. And I know you will. I know, because like I said, whatever it is that you're going to do, whether it's a 12-second commute or any other program, information, or service, you'll be able to apply the same technique to it and be successful with it. Just depends on how much success you want. So that being said, I'm going to wish you all a happy new year, and thank you for letting me spend the last hour with you, and we're going to be fine. So Merry Christmas. Well, Christmas is over. Happy New Year, everybody. Take care.
Yeah, not just an ad there. It's taken me, 4.5 years. Started from zero to build my business. I'm still not where I want to be, but I think these tools are going to help get there. It's persistence. Keep at it. Don't give up. And having said that, I wish everybody a happy new year. Okay, I'm out of here. I'll move back over to Skype. See you all in the new year.